Lake Turkana swept past the barrier volcanic complex. Four overlapping volcanoes that had previously separated it from the much smaller Lake Lojipi, which it now swallowed whole. Lake Baringo swallowed up the lesser known Lake 94, and proceeded inland for about 8 miles, while Lake Aloydon disappeared into Lake Navasha's clutches. Lake Baringo, which is fresh water, and Lake Bogoria, which is salt water, moved towards each other, threatening to become a single body of water, which would devastate the wildlife in both lakes. At one point, the lakes came within 4 miles of each other. Oniwere found it extraordinary how little attention was being paid to the problem. Once the pandemic took hold in March 2020, the government seemed to take even less interest. Apart from a series of publicity visits to these areas triggered by a few news reports in Kenyan media, these lakes, and the people around them, were ignored. Kenya is a nation of lakes. If you look at a satellite image of Africa, one patch of blue stands out amid the greens of forests and browns of deserts. Lake Victoria is situated at the meeting point of Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. Move east, further into Kenya, and zoom in. The country is covered in blue. Lake Turkana in the north, reaching up into Ethiopia, and Lake Natron in the south, pushing down into Tanzania. Between them, running in a line down the western half of the country, a smattering of smaller lakes, Baringo, Bogoria, Navasha, Nakuru, Magadi. All these lakes are in the Kenyan section of the Great Rift Valley, an elongated lowland region formed by tectonic plates moving apart from one another, which runs 4,000 miles south from Lebanon to Mozambique. As a child, Kenya's lakes loomed large in my mind. I grew up in the city of Kisumu, on the shores of Lake Victoria. I remember my excitement at the discovery that Victoria was the second largest freshwater lake in the world, and the third largest lake overall. Here was something we Kenyans excelled at, I thought. Lakes. Every few months, my family and I would spend an afternoon by the water's edge. At Impala Park, you could picnic by the water while gazelles grazed next to you. At Hippo Point, boat rides awaited, as well as the occasional hippo sighting. We used to skim stones across the water's surface and count how many times we could make them bounce.